Hello and welcome to the Fitness Mindset Podcast with Kate Newdecker. So today is relatively unplanned because I was going to talk about another topic, but I've decided to change my mind because I posted something on social media yesterday and it got a much greater response than I realised it would, I thought it would. So I'm going to talk about that instead. And basically, I'm talking about that thing and for example, say someone sees someone in a shopping centre, and let's say someone called Susan sees Sally in a shopping centre, and maybe Sally has had a bit of a rough week. Maybe she can't be asked to put on makeup before she left the house. Maybe she has gained, you know, like 5 pounds or something, and Susan sees Sally in a supermarket and they have a chat. And then Susan afterwards goes to her friend Karen and goes, "Oh, you know Sally? Oh, she's really let herself go. Yeah, she's really let herself go recently, Sally has." And I freaking hate this saying of "she's let herself go" or "he's let himself go. And it's not really gender specific. I think people say it about both genders, like men say it about men, women say it about men say it about women, and vice versa, women say it about women. And like, it's one of those things that you just don't know what's going on in someone's life when you say something about someone. And I actually had this said about myself. And if you are unaware of what I've been doing the last year, or maybe you don't follow me on social media or whatnot, but basically the last year I decided to not have any specific weight loss goals. I think it was about a year and a half ago I decided I'm not gonna lose weight for fitness shoots anymore, have any aesthetic goals for a while, and I concentrated on more performance-based goals in the gym. I started doing more powerlifting, strength training in the gym. I decided to intuitively eat, and I decided with the time that saved me to dedicate that time on my personal development, being happy, spending time with my friends and family, and mostly spending time on my business, to be fair. And it's been really awesome. I've completely changed a lot of aspects of my life due to doing this. However, someone said that about me, about my appearance. And at the time, because it was a little bit of a sore point, I guess, it did really hurt my feelings. And obviously, looking back, for someone to say that about someone else and to place that judgment upon someone else, they cannot be in a very good place themselves. And I think we have this eternal fear of people thinking that our appearance is in some way decreases, or we're not looking as good as we used to when we bump into people. It's like that eternal fear of like going into a supermarket and bumping into your ex or something and being like, "Oh shit, I didn't wear makeup today." It's always the one time that you don't wear makeup and you look a little bit crap and you didn't sleep, you will bump into your ex. And it's always that eternal fear of them saying something about you, like you've gone downhill in some way. And I think in terms of, and actually this podcast is going to be a little bit more about mindset, a little bit more about gaining weight. And a lot of my podcasts are obviously about fat loss. A lot of my social media content is about fat loss and the tools to achieve fat loss. But I'd like today to just be a bit more about mindset and actually addressing weight gain, because I think there is a massive like stigma about gaining weight and a big taboo about gaining weight. And it's unfair for me to just address fat loss and not speak about weight gain, because it is a part of every single person's life. At some point, your weight will fluctuate upwards. And that can be really difficult for some people to get their head around. And I think it doesn't help with the way people talk about weight gain. It doesn't help about the way it's addressed in magazines. And when a celebrity puts on like freaking 5 pounds, and it's really not the end of the world, and it's made out to be this huge scary thing, like their value as a human being has decreased, or a woman celebrity has a baby, and of course they're going to gain weight, and after the pregnancy they're expected to just like lose the weight super super quickly, as if that is something so like abominable that they gained weight. Heaven forbid a woman gain weight when they have a baby. Like, and I think there is a massive like fear about it, and there's a massive fear of when you bump into people in public. And I the point of this podcast is just to try and evaporate this fear of just like that 5 pounds, that 10 pounds. And sometimes when you gain weight, you gain other things in your life. If you've had a baby, for example, you might have gained weight, but you've gained a life. You've gained a baby in your family, and that is incredible, and it's something to be eternally grateful for. But I think it's unfair to that sometimes magazines would shame a woman for that, when, you know, it's probably the least of her worries. And I think how we can start breaking down that fear of weight gain is just to talk about it a little more. And initially, I think I don't want this entire podcast to be about my weight gain, because that's not the purpose of this podcast. But initially, I was incredibly terrified of gaining weight. I was incredibly terrified of seeing the scale go up about 2 years ago. And in turn, that was actually kind of affecting my self-esteem. To always be like, oh, okay, I'm 10 pounds heavier than I was at this weight. I think generally, just concentrating on what your body can do instead of what you perceive it to not be able to do can really, really help. So whether that's concentrating on your performance in the gym, and maybe concentrating on being a good role model, being a good sister, being a good mother, being a good friend, and really taking stock of what you're doing right in the world. And the thing is, when I stopped giving so much of a shit about the way I looked every single day, and sometimes, you know, I walked out the house without wearing makeup, it just freed up so much time. And it freed up so much, it helped me let go of so much stress about worrying about what other people thought about me. Because I think so much of our time, and time is so, so precious, is wound up on how other people perceive us, instead of actually enjoying things and really being present and enjoying life. If you're constantly thinking about how someone else views you, you're just wasting time. And I think that's really sad. Obviously, I didn't see it like that 2 years ago. I thought that in changing my appearance and upholding these high standards of my appearance was going to make people like me. I thought that was going to help. You know, I thought, oh, well, if I look a certain way and I'm a certain weight, and I wear a lot of makeup, and I get my hair done all the time, and I get my nails done, then I'm going to be accepted, and I'm going to be validated. And that just isn't true. People are people, and people are going to hate you no matter what you do. And if anything, if you look better, people are just going to hate you more. So, but at the same time, equally, it shouldn't swing the other way. Okay, it shouldn't swing the other way in that you're just like, oh, well, I won't give a shit about how I look then, you know, who cares? If it's not going to please other people, I won't care. No, because you want to look good so that you feel good. If you can look in the mirror and you think, you know, I look awesome, and I'm not saying everyone can do that, that's a really freaking hard place to be, I don't think I could personally do that, then fair enough, go ahead, like. But if it's something that's in your control and you can change, then there's no reason why you can't change that, you know? And I think you really got to divide these things into, is something about my appearance something that I can change? Is it in my control to change this? No. My legs are always going to be muscular and they're always going to be this size. And you have to accept the things you can't change about your body. And by accepting them, it is, you have to take stock about the good things that that body part can do in a way. That's what really helped me. And if anyone's going to take anything actionable from this podcast, which I hope people do, then it really does help to take stock of the things that your body can do. If there's a particular part of your body that you feel like you can't change, if you have like a nose that you freaking hate, then like, be grateful. This sounds a little bit off key and a little bit spiritual here, and I'm sorry about this, but be grateful for the fact that you can smell and for the fact that like it adds character to your face, and that is your face. Like, that might sound completely off the wall to some people, but I know that I was never happy with my legs until I started squatting, deadlifting, and realizing the things that my legs can do and how powerful that makes me feel and how strong that makes me feel. And now I would never change my legs. And that's crazy to go from absolutely detesting my legs, wanting to change them with every fiber of my body, to then going, I would not change them. Like, that's me. Like, that is part of my personality. And that, you might listen to this and go, oh my God, I don't think I'll ever be able to get to a place of like liking my body that much. And that might sound daunting to some people. And I think all this self-love stuff can be quite daunting. I think it can be quite hard for people to really conceptualize what that actually means, because people don't make it actionable. People don't make self-esteem and how to grow your confidence actionable on social media. They just say, oh, you just gotta love yourself and love yourself first and everything will fall together. Well, freaking how do you love yourself, Sharon? Because I don't freaking like my nose. Like, for example, to do that, to make it a bit more actionable for you, you really have to do personal development and really take stock of what your body can do, and just detracting the focus from your body and stop being so body focused. You don't actually have to love your body. However, you can be more neutral towards it. And in becoming more neutral towards it, you get a lot of freedom and it frees up a lot of space in your mind to do a lot of things that are going to be better for you. And I think aiming for self-love is a pretty big feat. I wouldn't say that I would be able to proclaim to the world, you know, I absolutely love myself, because I think aiming for body neutrality and this thinking, I'm super grateful for my body and what it helps me do. However, I am very aware that my mind and my intelligence and what I can do and what I can bring to other people is so, so much more powerful and important than that. And I think that's the best way to conceptualize it for you guys, instead of just being like, oh, just love yourself, because that's not particularly helpful. So I hope that brings together what else I wanted to say about the post about letting yourself go, and that maybe weight gain isn't always the end of the world, okay? So should you have been maybe dieting for a long time and you want to take a step away from that, then should you gain a few pounds, it's really not the end of the world. You know, if you're healthy and you're of a healthy body weight and you are enjoying life and you're happy, then it's really something that is just not something to be so terrified of, and that people shouldn't think of it as a bad thing, like letting go, you know. Because when you let go of certain things, then it can free up a lot of space for you to do lots of cool stuff. So I hope you've enjoyed listening today. And if you have, and this has resonated with anyone, send me a message, as I love having a chat. You can reach me on Instagram at Kate Newdecker, or you can drop me an email or go to my website, www.katenewdecker.com. And I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you so, so much for listening. You're brilliant.